This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The Secretary of Agriculture has approved a request from Colorado to allow people who get food stamps to use their benefits to buy food online. Officials say people enrolled in the SNAP program will be able to get groceries without risking exposure to coronavirus inside stores. There is no date for the change, and only a few retailers have been approved to participate. Nearly 415,000 Coloradans get SNAP money to help feed their families. Defense Secretary Mark Esper is in Colorado Springs today meeting with leaders of U.S. Northern Command to discuss coronavirus response. CPR's Dan Boyce reports.
Secretary Esper is taking new steps to defend the Pentagon's approach to fighting the pandemic. Some Democrats have criticized the response as slow and disjointed. Esper's meeting with General Terrence O'Shaughnessy at NORTHCOM. O'Shaughnessy's leading the military's support for civilian agencies combating the virus. It's Esper's first trip beyond Washington since joining President Trump in Norfolk, Virginia, in sending off the hospital ship Comfort. That was in late March. Today's trip comes as Trump pushes to reopen the country. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Red flag warning in effect until 9 tonight for Denver, 8 o'clock for Colorado Springs, Pueblo, Grand Junction, and Vail. Strong winds are expected across Colorado tonight. Currently 72 in Denver, also 72 in Colorado Springs, 75 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.